actually work with it, you just called it or you just stopped it, you don't get malchus. Eiser Rabbi Yechon or Shlokish. Rabbi Yechon has to kashet the Rosh Lakish. How could you say Dibur is not called a Maisa? There's a lochom. Loi shodim rishoy lahomir. Elishim homir mumar. Vesefik esaboyim. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make tumura. If you have a carbon and you have another animal next to it, you're not allowed to say zu tachazu. You're not allowed to make tumura. So loi shodim rishoy lahomir. Not that you're allowed to make tumura. Elishim homir. If somebody does make tumura, mumar tachachal. That the second animal also becomes Kodesh. But the Sefik Esaboyim, if you know you get Malkus, you're over a lab of not to make Temura. So, Lukura, this is Rabbi Yechon's Kasha. All you did here just with a Maisa, with your Dibur. You just said, Harezu, Takazu, and you see you get Malkus. So you see, Dibur is called a Maisa, that you get Malkus with it. Oh, Malais, Rosh Lakish answered back, I tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, you know, learns this halacha, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Rabbi Yehudi sheet all over is, Lav shein by ma'isa leikin alov. Enechanami, this mission in Temura that says that you get Malkus for the Aveira of Temura goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. That holds that you get Malkus even on a lav shein by ma'isa. Learns it out from a lav of Noisa. If you leave all the Noisa, you don't need it. You get Malkus according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it's a lav shein by ma'isa. The kids of this mission is not because Dibur is called a ma'isa, but rather goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita that holds you get Malkus even though you did not do a Maisa. A lav shein by Maisa is also like an alof. Tamura says no. O mi matzos mukmas lak Rabbi Yehuda. Can you say this mission in Tamura goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Yokatoni Reish, it says in the Reish over there, that hakoyel mamirim. Of all of them, there's nisa Tamura. Echor ha'anoshim yechra noshim. Whether it's a man or whether it's a lady that did the nisa Tamura, they're over the lav. Now, Vavinabo, we have a question like this. Hakoyel liyasuyamai. When it says lashon of hakoyel, what is it coming to include? So lasuya yerush, it comes to include even a yerush. So Rashi says shim heimer b'kabin aviv. Let's say the yerush, the son, that yashined his father. If his father was makdish an animal, and now liyacha misa sabiv mumer. After the father was mace, now the ben says harezu takazu. Now the loch of tamur is it's only chal on your own animal. It has to be an animal that belongs to you. If you go to somebody else's korban and you say to your animal, Harezu tachazu, it's not chal tamura. Tamura is only on your own animal. There is a shayla yerush, if you were not makdish this animal, your father was, then your father died, then you yashened it. And now you want to make tamura on it, is a chal or not? So the Tanakhama says, yes, lasuya yerush, that a yerush could also make tamura. Udalai kereb yudah, and that's not like Reb Yudah shita. Di kereb yudah, this is a kontra Reb Yudah, homer Reb Yudah shita is, Yerush ain't a meimer, Yerush ain't a seimich. The Yudahs know that a Yerush is not meimer. Because there the time of first, but Tumur Bresh Barakam, there we dashen to Reb Yudah dashen Sukim, that's only the one that's makdish the animal itself, he could be meimer. And not a Yerush. So, Khuri, you can't say that first mission in Tumur goes according to Reb Yudah Shita, that holds a lav shein by Maisa, is like an alav, because it also says, Hakil Mamirin. I was saying this last Suyi, it's coming to include a Yerush. And that's not like Reb Yudah. So who you see that mission is not like Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah also says, Yerush Shein Esoimach. The same thing, if he brings his father's carbon, he cannot make smichim. He's not called the bailim of the carbon. So the Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you, Hai Tana, this Tana in Tumura, Sovolo Kavosei Bechode, Upolo Golei Bechode. He holds like Reb Yudah in one prat. He holds like him that you get Malkus on a lav Shein Bemaisa. Again, according to Resh Lakish, that says, Akir Lakimas Vosiv, is loy havi maisa. So how come the mission in Tumura says you get Malkus for the lava of Tumura? So Rosh Lakish has to answer that. That mission goes according to Reb Yehuda. So Pshat is that time holds like Reb Yehuda in one prat, that he holds a lava shein by maisa, you get Malkus. But to Pola Galeb Echoda, that time that mission argues on Reb Yehuda in another halacha, that he holds that a Yerush is not Meimer. The Yerush could be Meimer. Therefore the mission says, Hakil Mamirim, it comes to include even a Yerush. Therefore there's no Stira on Rosh Lakish, no Kash on Rosh Lakish. It could be that Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehudah, and that Tana holds like Reb Yehudah in one prat, and he holds and he in the Gaya Tilchas of a Yerush that he argues on Reb Yehudah. Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. It learns like this: Ha Choisim Es Haporah V'Dashpo. If somebody was Choisim Es Haporah, he muzzled up the Porah and also the Dashpo. The kid's a Euro worker. You hired, you rented somebody else's Porah, and now you did not let it eat. You are Choisim. You muzzled the Porah and you work with it. So, like a Mishalim, the locker is you get Malkus, because you're over the lav of Leisachsim. But you also have to pay the owner the fact you held the back that the animal did not eat its lunch, like it was supposed to eat when it was working. So if you give the animal back to the owner at night, he already ate his lunch. Now that you muzzled it, so you did not let him eat its lunch, so the owner is going to have to feed him lunch tonight. So it's called like you stole from him, so you have to pay him how much he pays for lunch. Now, how much does the par eat? Dalat kabin. How much does the chamor eat? Gimel kabin. That's how much you have to pay the owner. Now the question is, the klal always is, the locher is, you're not leiko meis. So how come over here we say you get malchus and you have to pay? V'ein leiko mishalim. Usually the klal is, kom lei b'drab minei, we only make you pay one and not two. The Rashi says, mishum devilei shtei rishoyis. You only have to pay one and not two. So I'll come over here, we make you pay two. How can you get malchus? And you have to pay. So my answer is, Rabbaya, Homani Rabbi Meir. I said, this is also contra Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yom Rabbi Meir holds, like you only shall, and yes. Rabbi Meir holds, as Kadei Rishosai, it only goes upon me send malchus. That you don't get two. But Momina malchus, you have to pay both. You have to get malchus, and you have to pay money. Robam Rabbi says, maybe no. Even not according to Rabbi Meir. Either the klal of Kadei Rishosa, you only have to get one, just get the malchus, and you don't have to pay money. The Rabbi says, Esnan osra tayrom, the afilu bo alimai. An Esnan zayna, you live with a zayna, and you give her an animal for pay. So the locker is, that animal is also to bring for korban. Now the case is talking about, even in the case where you live with your mother, that if a man lives with his mother, so he's chayiv misa. Still, when you give her the parah, this parah is also for korban. The question is why? You don't have to pay him. Since you're chayiv misa, you're a potter. The terrace is, that we say, kom leib d'rabbinei, that you're potter, it's only that Bezdin can't force you to pay. But if you yourself want to pay, it's called the payment. Like b'dei shemayim, you're still chayiv to pay. Therefore, if you do give your mother the behema for pay, even though you don't have to pay b'dei yadam, but if you give it to her, it's called pay. And therefore, it's also for carbon. Here also, like your mishalim enachnami, Bezdin cannot force you to pay. Since Bezin gives you malchus, Bezin cannot force you to pay. Just you should know the din is though you're supposed to pay, like b'dei shemayim, you're mechuyev to pay. Rav Papa says another teretz. Rav Papa Roma mishas mishicha ichayev lo b'mezonoseho. Says no. As soon as you took this animal, you rented it, so right away it's chalachiv upon you to feed it. You're supposed to feed it. You rented it for the day, so part of the rent is that you have to feed him. O milki lo loki atshas kasima. But you only mechuyiv malchus for when the time when you muzzled it and you started to work. It's only when you're working with it and it's muzzled. So therefore, the chiyuv money comes from before the chiyuv malchus. Therefore, we do not say kom leib d'rab minei, since the chiyuv mamon came first. Omer Papa says, hani mili boi minei dever Papa bar Abba. These things are it from Papa bar Abba. O pashti lohu li sura. And they will soon say they asked them two questions. And he was pushing them both li yisr. Now, chadet kilchasa, one he paskin right, for the chadet lav kilchasa, one he paskin wrong. What was the shaylus? Boy, you mean they asked him like this. Maho lolush esayisom b'cholov. When you need a bread to make bread, are you allowed to put some milk inside it? Is it mutter to put milk inside the dough or not? Upashti lu li yisr, and it came out true, of the maizet sasa. Kehilchasa, that's takad alocha. The locher is, you're not allowed to make milchik bread. The Tanya will learn. Ein loshen es isa b'cholib. You're not allowed to knead your dough with milk. V'yimlash, if you did put milk inside the dough, then kol apas kula surah. The whole bread is also teat. Mifnei hergal avera. Because the rabbanim were afraid maybe you come teat it with fleshik. Like regular bread, it's normal teat at all times. Whether it's milchik or whether it's fleshik. Normally, you eat bread at both meals. So therefore, midrabbanan, you're not supposed to have milchik bread. The same thing, you're not supposed to have fleshik bread. It's a question about cake. Some say small cakes, that it's nicker, you eat it in one shot, it's all right. Or else a cheesecake that you can tell clearly that it's milchik, that's also all right. But bread, you can't make milchik bread. So he paskin right. He yaitse boya, the same halakha is also, ein toshin esatan abalya. You're not allowed to put fat, even kosher fat, fleshik dika flat, fat, in the oven. The yimtash, and if you do put fat, you smear the oven with kosher fleshedika fats, is kolapas kula asura. That you're not allowed to eat the bread you baked here, because the bread becomes fleshiks. And that's talocha, midrabbon, you're not allowed to eat bread, that's fleshiks. Ad sheyasek es ha-tana. Until first you heat up the tana and make the tana kosher. you are kli matches here, talking about a metal tanner, that you can make it kosher. So if you heat it up, then kabalei kachpoltoi, you take out the fleshik. This is one shiloh he passed in right. Vidach, what was the second shiloh? Vidach boyim in the yechum like this. Ma'olahachnis min usheina min uledir. We're allowed to put, let's say, a shor and a chamor together in the same corral. There's nisa to make them, to put them together. Nisa klayim. So maybe the isa klayim is only when you're ma'avir them, when your mamish put the yever into the isha. But if you just put them together in the same corral, maybe there's no isa. Oh, that was the shalom they asked him. Oh, pashtil ul yisura, the loik yilchasani, paskan that it was also to do this, and it's not like la halacha. The Yamash Shmuel says like this, when two Aden see a man and a lady live together, an Ashes Ish is living with another man, and you want to be Machayev them Misa, Shiyirwa Kaderech HaManafim. All the Aden have to see is the way a man and an Isha is together when they live together. But you don't have to see Mamish, the man, putting his Aver into the Isha. It's enough just to see them lying together, that's enough to be Edus that he did a Maises Nus. But of the Kalayim, when you want to say somebody was over in Issa Klayim by a behema, that means you're a marbia, you put one min onto another min, achi yachnes kimocho b'shpaferes. You're only over the law, the Issa is only if a person takes the aver of the man, of the ox, and puts it into the other min, into a chamera. If you do that action, that's the law of Klayim. But just putting the two of them into the same corral, that's no Issa. So this party passed in the wrong. He asked the question. He says like this. Elon never would have said, that they're not allowed to put your two behemoths together. I would have thought to say, what's the Averam? So I would have thought the Yisr is that you're not allowed to hold on to the animal when the Zohar is coming into her. Talmud Lema, that the Pasuk says, Klayim.
Because the Yisr only applies to Klayim, not Behem Tcholoi Sarbiyah, even a Min Beminoi. But only klayim, like a chamor and a shor, those two cannot be together. For a kopon medik is lav mechlal de klayim. It's a proof that by the use of klayim, by two different meaning, achizanami, that just holding on to the female when the male goes on top of her, is also called an isa klayim. So see, not like we said before, it's only when you machnis the aver inside. Just mashm holding on to the behemer alone is an isa klayim. Zmor says loy, my achiz, know what it means holding on here? It means achno.